Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome in to Players Only.
Hit somebody in the mouth!
Brought to you by Flight. By Yingling, the next generation of light beer, and by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Miriam's Grand Station. Online at 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, Big Patio.
It says something about my mama.
Here's Chiefs ambassador and Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Danan Hughes.
What's going on, Chiefs Kingdom? We are back in the building. Appreciate all the listeners chiming in each and every week with Players Only. I am your host, Danan Hughes. You can follow me on Twitter /X at DAHughesGuy83, on Instagram at Danan Hughes. And during the show from 6 to 7, the phone lines, text lines are open, 913-586-7965. We'll be able to tackle those text messages and phone calls during the third quarter of this show. The first quarter of the show, as you saw, was brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer, and by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Merriam's Grand Station, online at 30hop.com. We do have the phone lines and text lines open, so chime in because this is a special week indeed. I know there's a lot of life in my voice. You may not hear the anger, the vitriol, the hatred yet, but it is Raider Week. And I wanted to, on this first quarter of the show, I got to get one of my brothers in. I'm in studio by myself, but I thought throughout this week, who would be fitting to have on air for this segment? And there's none other than one of the superheroes from back in the 90s, one of my teammates who is now also in a role with the hated Raiders. And we're going to bring him in right now.
My brother, although
he played on the opposite side of the ball, which I'm supposed to hate, but I can't hate him. I can hate Sean Barber. I can hate Joe Mays. I can hate all the linebackers and other guys. But this one, we were seatmates on the road. Mighty Mouse, as it has been affectionately known in the Chiefs Kingdom. Please help me welcome Mark McMillan. What's going on, Mark? What's going on, MC?
What's going on, man? I can get you fired up. It's Thursday. I can get you fired up. Man, I'm fired, man. You know, you already know, man. This is It is hate week. It is Raider hate week, and it's good to see the Chiefs kind of getting a little chippy. You know,
yes.
starting to be a little bit more aggressive, not backing down. Good to see Patrick Mahomes being himself, and you know, being a little loose, being a little cocky. I won't say cocky. I would say confident because he's one of the best quarterbacks to ever do it.
So, for the listeners out there that don't know, Mark, you're out in Vegas. You do pregame, postgame shows. You're around the Raider organization at 2-4 right now. there's some questions. Geno hasn't necessarily been the epitome of protecting the football, but this is different because you're coming into Arrowhead. It is an AFC West rivalry. What are you seeing with this Raider team and specifically with this matchup against this Chiefs team?
Well, if I was playing in the Chiefs secondary, I'd be excited because I'm gonna get my hands on the ball. Geno hasn't been playing well. The offensive line is a makeshift offensive line. They've been, trying to, use Ashon Jeanty. They fed him the ball a lot last week, which was really good. They played against a really bad Titan team. But, they don't throw the ball downfield as much as they used to. Obviously, Geno Smith, I think he's up to 10 interceptions now. And this is we're not even up to week 10 yet. So it is a bad the offense is not playing well. Bowers is still questionable. They lost the left tackle a couple of weeks ago, Lane. So, it's just a makeshift offensive line. But looking at Geno, man, week in and week out, he's showing a lack of confidence. And Chip Kelly is trying to help him out as much as he can. But he can't go out there and throw it for him.
Yeah, it's definitely unfortunate in Raider Nation, I'm sure, because they were expecting Geno Smith to be that guy that would protect the football. He's a wily vet, but they've turned the ball over 11 times on offense. They've only gotten 7 takeaways on defense, so 26th in the NFL in the giveaway takeaway. You and I grew up under Marty Schottenheimer. Winning games you're supposed to, winning games at home, but at the top of that list as far as success has always been about that giveaway-takeaway ratio. And it just seems like maybe, as you mentioned, Ashon Jeanty being the running back and them maybe leaning a little bit more on the running game is kind of going to be their remedy for what they have been lacking in ball security?
Right now they have to. They used a lot of screen passes, a lot of quick passes, a lot of slant routes, a lot of checkdowns to the tight end. Michael Mayer, he's back from having a concussion a couple of weeks ago, replacing Bowers, which is huge for those guys. And for Geno, he's like a little comfort zone for Geno. But as far as going downfield, I didn't see Chip Kelly the last couple of weeks pushing the ball downfield, threatening the defensive backs and the safeties. And I will say, man, if Ashon gets a little bit of – if he gets a little hole – he can make some people miss, and if you're in the secondary, you better bring it low because he's trying to run people over.
Yeah, I mean, recognizing his abilities coming out of college and being the top running back and kind of filling that void, he's got 424 yards rushing on the season. Hasn't been really a factor in the pass game, but the best defense, and you know this better than me, especially against Patrick Mahomes-led offenses, has been keeping him on the sideline, and one way to do that is an efficient run game, because not only do you wear down the defense, from a defensive back standpoint and being part of some great defenses in Philadelphia and here in Kansas City, there's nothing more demoralizing than getting the ball run down your throat and not being able to do anything about it. And what you accomplish in demoralizing the defense, but also the clock is running. And we saw a little bit of that last weekend with this Chiefs team against the Detroit Lions, where the first drive of the game, it was almost 9.5 minutes. We were able to rebound and hold them to a field goal. But I have to believe, and you have to believe, that that's probably going to be some of what we're expecting to see from the Raiders this week.
Well, they have to keep Patch on the sideline. I don't care who you are, what team you are, but if they can run the ball effectively, move the chain, keep 15 on the sideline as much as possible, they have an opportunity. And this is a rivalry game. As bad as the Raiders have been playing, it still is a division game. It's always tough when you play a division game. It's not like the Raiders haven't been to Kansas City and beat them either. It's a great rivalry. I'm looking forward to seeing those guys get back after it. But if Geno can control the offense, use his running ability a little bit. He hasn't been scrambling as much. But if you can keep Patrick Mahomes in that offense on the sideline, they can be effective. And, you look at Kansas City the last couple of weeks, they have been moving the ball. And, what Patrick was able to do against the Bills, man, is you guys are spoiled, man. You guys get to see one of the greatest to ever do it. And, like I said, it's going to be a great rivalry. It's Raider week. you know, I know Marty, you know, up in heaven is probably crying right now saying his speech.
Yes.
Because he did not like the Raiders at all.
I've mentioned it. I've been on a few calls this week, Mighty Mouse, and I will tell you this. I came into the league, and I liked Marcus Allen. There were players that I admired on the Raiders, but it was like soon as I walked through Kansas City International Airport, it was like something changed. I didn't even get to the facility, and something had changed already. So it was a brainwashing like you wouldn't believe in liking the Raiders. You're an L.A. guy. You're a West Coast guy. Like, what was that dynamic for you? Coming to Kansas City after playing several years with Philadelphia and then coming here, and like that's kind of your hometown team in LA, and now you have to come here and immediately flip script.
Yeah, I grew up in LA, man, with the Jerry Curl, you know, back in the day, you know, West Side Connect, Eazy-E, and, you know, all those guys, the Raiders starter jacket, going
Got
to the Coliseum.
I saw the pictures on Facebook.
That Jerry Curl was wet, man. But, you know, going to the Coliseum and watching Marcus Allen play, watching the Raiders play, you know, I wanted to be a Raider. And then when I didn't get drafted, you know, every time I played the Raiders, you know, I made sure I left Al Davis on the sideline know how pissed off I was. Because everybody, you know, you're in California, you grew up, you want to be a Raider. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I was in Philadelphia, we hated the Raiders. Then I get to Kansas City, and it was just like it was, like you said, it was a different switch. You know, you figure Marcus Allen, who was a Raider, he hated the Raiders.
Yes, he did. He was justified personally, though. I mean, yeah. they didn't need any brainwashing from Marcus based on how Al Davis was doing them.
Yeah, it's like you said. When I got there, it was, you know, you just do not like the Raiders. You know, we played the Chargers. You know, the Seahawks and the Broncos and, well, I'd say the Donkeys. But, you know, it was just something about Raider Week, man. It just brought out the best of you. And I knew, you know, I was going to go back to Oakland. I was going to go back to California, you know, playing with the Chiefs. And, you know, I just wanted to show those guys that, you know, they missed out on something good. So I always try to play good when we played the Raiders.
I got a text message here. Normally we don't tackle the text messages until the second segment or third segment of this show, but one asks, and you, because you're close to the Raiders organization and you're doing pregame, postgame, and everything during the week, one person asks about Tom Brady, his influence, his persona over the organization. Can you shed a little bit of light on that dynamic and what it entails?
Well, he's around the facility more during the preseason. You know, during the season, you know, he's not around the facility. I think we may have seen him like maybe once. You'll see him on the sideline when he made his announcement about him playing flag football for millions of dollars. So that dynamic as far as Tom Brady, you know, I talked to Chip Kelly. He does, you know, prick his brain a little bit and ask him different things. But Geno Smith is not Tom Brady, so he can pick his brain all he wants. But the dynamic of Tom Brady is just he's part owner of the Raiders. You know, we saw him in the press box a couple of weeks ago. People flipped out mm-hmm. that he was up in the press box during the game. And, you know, he can do whatever he wants as far as, you know, being at the games. But, you know, people kind of took it out of context. But he has some stake in the Raiders organization. And I don't see anything extraordinary that he had any influence on mm-hmm. Bringing any players in personally. I know he didn't have a hand in Geno Smith. Geno is who he is right now, and I keep telling people that every week we're on TV or radio, and people keep grasping for straws like, he is who he is right now.
Yeah. Well, you are close, as you mentioned, close to the Raiders organization, and you talked about the hatred here from Kansas City Chiefs fans and Chiefs players towards the Raiders. Is that vitriol similar from the Raiders to the Chiefs, or do you find it a little bit different?
I find it a little bit different. I know one person that embodies the rivalry is Max Crosby.
Oh yeah.
You know, if you can get 10 more Max Crosbys, it would be an old time rivalry fight throwdown. And you know, one thing about that young man, who's probably should be in the running for Defensive Player of the Year, he's going to bring it for 60 minutes. And yeah. He ain't coming off the field for no plays, no special teams. He's probably the only defensive lineman that I've seen never leave the football field.
Mm-hmm.
He plays the whole game. And I would say he embodies that rivalry. He's a competitor. I know Patrick Mahomes, you know, they go at it, which is great for football.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's good for football. Physicality is good for football. It's football.
Yes.
You know, I know people kind of shy away from it, but I tell you one thing, Chief fans, if you're not a Max Crosby fan, I don't care who you're rooting for. This young man plays the game like it's supposed to be played, physical, downhill, and aggressive.
Yeah, that's one of those dynamics that, for me, as a football purist and a former player, you kind of love to hate. Or you hate to love, I guess I should say, where you see a player of his caliber playing at the tempo and tone and intensity and consistency. It's like, dang, like if he just didn't wear black and silver, I would really love this dude. And you'd love to have. But that kind of engine, man, it's so special. I remember Jared Allen, who just got inducted into the Hall of Fame, Tamba Hali, who retired just a few years ago. Those are the guys that just come to mind. John Randall with the Vikings that just seem never to get tired. We played with Dale Carter. Never get tired, never get winded, give you 110% every single play. And that's definitely somebody, as we used to when we broke the huddle offensively when we played the San Diego Chargers back then. Okay, soon as we broke the huddle, where's 55? Where's Junior Seau? Yeah. You have to identify. So Max Crosby is definitely that guy. Last question, Mark, before I get you off, man, I really appreciate you, especially at the last minute, joining in with us. How do you see this game unfolding? I don't want to put you on the hot seat with the Raiders organization, so you can answer it however you want. But this Chiefs team seemed to correct a lot of things this past week. And even, I mean, to some extent, even in the loss against the Jaguars, and now the Raiders in their situation, how do you see this game unfolding?
Well, everybody knows, you know, when I'm on TV or radio, I tell it like it is, and that's one thing that the players even respect. You know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, but, you know, the offense is struggling, and the Chiefs' defense, you know, they do give up some big plays. You know, they're not really solid as a run game. They need to shore that up, but you're playing against a struggling Raider team. And that could be bad too, because they have nothing to lose. You know, they're going to go all out, and like I said, it's going to be it should be a good game. It's a division game, but like I said, the Chiefs have not been you know, the old Chiefs that we know of, but they've been winning games of late. Even the Jaguar games, you saw they were able to move the ball, you know, defensive side of the ball. But it should be a win for the Chiefs. If they do not win, I will be shocked. I think all the trap games are over from the last couple of weeks. You know, every seemed like all the top teams lost, the Eagles, the Chiefs, everybody was losing.
Bills,
and the Bills. But I see the Chiefs being able to move the ball. I heard that Rice is going to be back, so that just adds another dynamic explosion for the Chiefs offense. I do still think the Chiefs need one more running back, you know, because the way Pacheco runs the rock, you know, we all know he's not going to last 16, 17 weeks running the rock the way he runs the rock. But it should be a great matchup. Even though I do the Raiders pre- and post-game live show, if I was doing the show on Sunday, I would still say I think the Raiders have a slim chance to win the ball game.
That is Mark McMillan, a.k.a. Mighty Mouse, one of the superheroes from back in the 90s and a great teammate. Mark, I appreciate you carving out some time for us on Players Only, brother.
All right, appreciate it, man. You know when you say carving out, you know I'm thinking about something on the grill, so you can't say anything carving, because I start thinking about firing up the grill next.
Yeah, you got your sauce. Go ahead and go ahead and promo it.
Yeah, I got a sauce, man. I got a barbecue sauce. I got olive oils. I got two new hot sauces that I just launched that's available online at grillingmcmillan.com. So, you know, I got a couple of things I'm doing. I'm going back to Philly for a pregame, for a launch party. And then I'm coming back here. I'm cooking for PBR, Professional Bull Riding Championship.
Nice.
So I'm cooking for Cowboys. I'm cooking for over 200 people. So I'm excited about that. And I got some exciting news as well coming through the pipeline for the NFL Super Bowl. So stay tuned for that.
Appreciate it, man. We'll definitely be supporting you however way we can. And definitely here in the Chiefs Kingdom, you know, barbecue is at the top. At the pinnacle of our minds. So we'll definitely try to support you as much as possible. You said grillingmcmillan.com. Let's get that word out there. Appreciate the time, brother.
I appreciate you, my man. Go Chiefs.
All right. When we come back, we got Time's Yours. We got Hot Fire Spitfire Takes. We'll take them next.
You're listening to Players Only with Dane and Hughes, brought to you by Flight, by Yingling, the next generation of light beer, and by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Miriam's Grand Station, online at 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, Big Patio, on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
Feeling hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Because I spit hot fire.
Woo! I'll call me super hot boy, 100 degrees, leather jacket, because I'm super hot, boy. Oh!
And we are back, Players Only. I'm your host, Danen Hughes, and just got off the phone with Mark McMillan. That first quarter segment was hot fire indeed. Great to have Mighty Mouse be a part of the show today and talk about the Raiders. And as we see on the text messages, as I mentioned, text message and phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. People are chiming in on loving the fact that Mighty Mouse was keeping it real. And to some extent, I'm a little envious because that's not necessarily how real I would be as the color analyst for the Chiefs going in my sixth year. You got to play both sides of the fence. You can say certain things without saying certain things. But, I mean, Mark was real, like was as real as you can be, all the way up to his prediction for the week and talking about the deficiencies of the hated Raiders. So that was cool indeed. But as we do each and every week, the second quarter of the show is the hot fire, spit fire take. And because I am in here solo, Julio, you got the judge's gavel. You get to drop the hammer on the judgment of my hot fire, spit fire takes. I got two of them today. One is from a personal standpoint for the fan base, and the other has to do with on-the-field actions. I'm going to start with the personal, and what we're dealing with now is the rookie, Josh Simmons. And there's a lot been going on and talked about in regards to the rookie tackle, not just his on-field exploits and how well he's done at that left tackle position, but in recent days, departing the Chiefs team, going back to his hometown in California, and now what looks like to be on the verge of missing his second straight game. No one knows all the details. People have asked me because I'm the color analyst, thinking I have some inside scoop. I do not. But the angle that I want to come to the Chiefs Kingdom, to the fan base, is that although we can look at these guys as chess pieces or checker pieces that are playing a position, and I know the most simple directive from fans is you're getting paid a lot of money to play a game. You're getting paid a lot of money, deal with it, and get on the field. Battle through injuries, battle through different things that you're going through in life. The money propels everything. I hate that, and I'm here to tell you that there's nothing that probably drives an athlete more crazy. There's nothing that actually shows your ignorance as a person, as a human being, than to believe that money cures everything. That just because you make six figures, seven figures, and you're playing a game, that you're less human, you have less human issues, that everything is superseded that you would possibly go through because you make a lot of money playing a football game. They are still the top 1,800 in the world at what they do. They are still professionals that dedicate their lives, their bodies, their health, their well-being to a game that just so happens to entertain us on Sundays, Mondays, occasional Thursdays. They are still humans that have families who are not professional athletes, that have kids that go to schools, that have to listen to the good, bad, and the ugly about their dads or their uncles or their brothers or their sons as a parent. They are still guys that dedicate their lives to a craft that they happen to be really good at. Just like CEOs, just like salespeople. I am in the mortgage business. I've been in the mortgage business for 20 plus years. And there are people in that business that dedicate their lives because they are good at their craft. So are professional athletes. So I use this part of the hot fire, spitfire take to implore to this fan base, to anybody who has an influence on kids and others, have conversations around the water cooler, have conversations at lunch, have family gatherings, maybe get together for watch parties to spark the conversation about the humanity of these guys. I don't know the details of what Josh Simmons is going through, but I can tell you this. I was willing as a player, blue-collar guy, probably the 40th to 50th guy on the roster every single year, fighting to just be able to be active and play on Sundays, that it would have taken a whole lot for me to be pulled off the field. I have five kids. Two of my kids were born while I was playing, and I didn't miss a game. Injuries, didn't miss a game. Concussions, didn't miss a game. It would have had to take a lot for me to be pulled away from my brotherhood and that fraternity in that locker room to miss a game. One game. To miss practice, and for him to be dealing with something that is pulling him away for multiple weeks tells you about the severity of it, or could tell you about the severity of it and how deep it is. So while we're in this mode of fantasy football and being a Chiefs lifer and cheering on this team and sometimes throwing jabs at players because they make mistakes on the field or they do something silly off the field, remember, these are 22 to 35-year-old guys that are special, super special at what they do, and they do have other people that are not them, whether it's political stances, whether it's social stances or whatever. Not everybody in their family is Josh Simmons. Not everybody in Patrick Mahomes' family is Patrick Mahomes. So they will deal with stuff that everyone else in this world deals with, and they have to be given some grace. So with that being said, just keep Josh Simmons in your prayers. If you cheer for him on the field, cheer for him off the field and what he's going through, and we just hope that whatever he's dealing with, he gets the right help, right support, and that he's back as a human. He is back to his normal self, and that can be productive for us, and then just happen to be productive on the field as well. And with that being said, this is the end of the second segment. I'm going to hold my second part to next week, Julio, because it has to deal with cheap shots on the field. And because it's Raider week, I feel like there's probably going to be a few more in this game, so I can add on to that next Thursday after this Raider win. But when we come back, we got the third quarter coming up. Halftime of this show, we'll tackle the text messages and phone lines as well. Remember, it is open, 913-586-7965. We'll get to all of them next.
Dang!
You're listening to Players Only with Dane and Hughes, brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer, and by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Miriam's Grand Station, online at 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, Big Patio, on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
Welcome back, Players Only, back after halftime. This is Dane and Hughes, your host, and Players Only is brought to you by Yingling. Yingling Flight, the next generation of light beer, and 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Merriam's Grand Station, online at 30hop.com. The third quarter, each and every week, we bring the phone lines and text lines. They are open, 913-586-7965. We got the faithful that are coming in strong each and every week. Let's start with Dan and KCK. What's good, Dan?
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Yeah, it was a great game by the Chiefs offense and defense. First, the offense, Patrick with a touchdown, and Hollywood with two touchdowns, and Will Hulse got the touchdown, Xavier Worthy. Defense did a great job. They didn't on the Amon St. Brown, Montgomery, and Jamel Gibbs. They didn't have those big breakout games. And Brian Branch said after the game that he, in his press conference, that he was being challenged and a stupid thing to do. The reason he did that, he thought that Juju Smith blocked him illegally in the back. But I didn't see that, so I didn't see anything. So let's take care of business with the Raiders. I'll be at the Power and Light District watching on the big screen. Take care of yourself, Dan.
I appreciate that, Dan. Thanks for bringing the energy. I always say Dan is like that five-hour energy with the Red Bull Chaser right mid-show when you need a little jolt. I want to say this, and I'm kind of giving away my cheap shot thing for next week. Dang. But Dan brought it out of me. Nothing bothers me more than defensive backs who claim and whine about cheap shots. And I'll go back to my days, and I know there are rules that are implemented now that allow don't allow for physicality from wide receivers, specifically cut blocking and crack backing. We saw some of the gruesome hits from guys like Juju Smith-Schuster when he was with the Steelers and Hines Ward. And you can go back to the days when we played with Lake Dawson and myself. Like, that was part of the game. And I always had the mindset of when Eddie Anderson's, you know, the different big safeties back in the days, if you're going to hit me when I come across the middle and try to decapitate me or dislodge the ball or inflict some serious harm on me, then it's open game for me to play within the rules and hit you, cut you, crack back, whatever it takes. And that's the name of football. So when Mark McMillan was talking about the game of football and physicality, that's the game of football. Now, for every one time you see a wide receiver block a defensive back now, there are 10 times where a defensive back will push a receiver back into a ball carrier. Or you'll see a linebacker push an offensive lineman back into a ball carrier and they get folded back over. That's not a cheap shot. Like, okay, if I'm staying still and I can't move you, but you can move me, and it just so happens that the ball carrier is behind me, like, I never took that as a cheap shot. But what I did take it as is open game for me to block you within the rules. And if I clip you and the flag is thrown, that's part of the game. There's a penalty. So, like, for Brian Branch to come out afterwards and say, I threw a punch because he pushed me over the pile, that is weak. That is whining. That is unnecessary. And there's so many other adjectives I would like to throw in there, but I'm just going to leave it at that. There's no one play in the game after you've played 60-plus plays. There's no one play in the game that's going to warrant me going up to you after the game when we're handshaking and throwing a punch. There's not. There's never that. So that's my take. I guess I exposed my hot fire take for next week. That's all right. But we got Big T. Big T, what's good, brother?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Dan. Earlier today, I was driving around. I was doing a catering gig, and I caught your segment with Cody and Gold, and you were talking about Big Red, how this all starts with Big Red, Maggie, and the rest of our coaches, how they set our team up for success, to be successful week in and week out. I love that. I love hearing that. I hope people are listening to that. It's really important because none of this happens if we don't have Big Red. And then also, I don't think people realize what's about ready to happen. The King is Sling, the best trigger man in the league, has all his weapons. He's about ready to unleash some hell on the rest of this league and the rest of the other fan bases. They don't realize what hell's coming down the path. And I want to talk about our adversaries that are ahead of us. We're 3-3, but Buffalo, you saw them. They lost two in a row now. They don't use Cook right. That quarterback's making mistakes. That defense is injured. Same with the Chargers. They're injured up a little bit. They're 4-2. But Pittsburgh Steelers, their best win is at New England. They lost to Seattle. They beat the Jets, Minnesota, and Cleveland. And then last with the Indianapolis Colts. Their best win is at Denver. Lost to the Rams, and the other wins are against Miami, Tennessee, the crap Raiders, and Arizona, all last place teams. I'm going to say this before, and I've said it again. The Raiders will always reside at the intersections of Loser Street and Suckass Avenues. Let's beat the Raiders, and as always, let's go Chiefs.
Appreciate you, Big T. I love the energy. I agree. The Raiders are at the bottom. But I will say this. You speak about the Bills and other teams. We have made the mistake at times. It's natural. It's normal. Every fan base does it, of overlooking teams. I am not overlooking anybody. This week's opponent is the Raiders. They came in here on Christmas Day and ruined our Christmas. That was a good thing because we wind up going on a win streak and winning the Super Bowl after that. But I am not overlooking those guys. They are another NFL team that's desperate, that's going to come in here. And just like most, if they're able to win on this field, in their minds, in their psyche, in their confidence, they will feel like they won three games by winning one game here. And we can't allow that. So the Raiders are in town. I got the phone lines. Text lines are open. The text line, 816, I distribute Yingling. Appreciate you, brother. It is a great beer. It is actually my favorite beverage. So, and that's not just me talking because they sponsored the show. I actually really enjoy it. Got introduced to it when I was coaching baseball, travel baseball, and we went to Indiana. This was before they were actually selling it here, or actually west of Indiana. And since then, it has been my favorite. From the 913, yep, he's a human being. He's talking about Josh Simmons. He's a human being first. Mahomes had it right. Pray for that kid. Yes, he is a youngster. If you have adult kids, just remember what those kids sounded like, acted like, looked like, the decisions that they made, maybe some of the things that they went through when they were 21, 22 years old. From the 816, a great diatribe. I love that word. That was fantastic. Just speaking from the heart. That's what it is. We treat guys like humans. I think in this day and age, in this society that we live in, we can be reckless with our words and not give grace, not give understanding, not speak from a place that is more about understanding versus being understood, and putting ourselves in a position to what we were at 21, 22, 30 years old, or what our kids are or were at that age, and understanding a little bit more from that perspective. So somebody said we should have had Rodney Hudson on for Raider Week. Yeah, he's another guy that I would love to have on maybe when we play the Raiders right before New Year's or right around New Year's. We'll have him on as well. From the 816, there's definitely still hate for the Raiders from the organization and the fans, but the coaches, including Andy Reid and players, seem not to care much about the old school rivalry. I think I disagree with that. I think you have different personas of coaches where Marty Schottenheimer, Gunther Cunningham, Carl Peterson, when he was the GM, they were more outwardly about it. They were more, their intensity showed with their emotions. And I think Andy Reid still holds that, but he just has a different persona. It doesn't mean it's any less intense. It just doesn't show itself outwardly and openly like those former coaches. And I can appreciate that. Plus, like when you are standing at the top of the mountain, there's only but so much you can, you know, put a light on somebody that's not at the top. And we've set the bar so high with AFC championship appearances and Super Bowl appearances and wins that, like, to speak about a rivalry where a team has only beaten us twice in the last 15 times we played when Patrick Mahomes has been on the field doesn't necessarily, like, speak to where you are in life. Like, think about it from just a human standpoint. How many people are still talking about high school games when they've played in college and professional games? You don't talk about those things. Doesn't mean that it's not important. Doesn't mean that the rivalry isn't real, but it just means that you've graduated to bigger and better things. And those are the things that consume your mind and that you speak about. From the 913, Geno Smith can't control anything. He hasn't played well since he was in college. He's actually played well. I mean, he's basically, I will give him credit. He's resurrected his career from that debacle that he went through with the New York Jets and then getting to Seattle and making them relevant and putting up numbers. I believe he's made Pro Bowls and then being the number one target for Pete Carroll as he took over the job with the Las Vegas Raiders. So I give him credit for being that guy. And we've seen resurrection at the quarterback position all throughout the NFL. You look at Baker Mayfield, MVP candidate, Sam Darnold, Geno Smith. Like, there's a lot of it. So I give, as a former player, I'm going to give props where it's due, where guys are resurrecting their careers, but he's just having a hard time, as most have had, with the Las Vegas Raiders. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk more about those Raiders, this upcoming matchup next.
You're listening to Players Only with Danan Hughes, brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer, and by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Miriam's Grand Station, online at 30hop.com. Local beer, American Eats, Big Patio, on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
All right, welcome back to the final quarter of the show. I am your host, Danan Hughes. You can follow me on Instagram at Danan Hughes or on Twitter /X at DAHughesGuy83. You can even follow me on Facebook as well at Danan Hughes. Also, we got the phone lines, text lines open. Before I get to those a little bit and then on to this Raider matchup, I want to give props and a shout out to all the listeners who have texted in, the callers that call in. When you're in the studio solo, I don't envy these guys that do this for a living every single week, 3 and 4 hours, a couple hours show when they're solo. After I get off air, there's usually the Binkley or someone else that comes in for a show. And to have to carry it solo, you need the support and the input of the fans. So I always appreciate you guys. I don't want that to go unspoken. From the 816, is a big fan of yours, Raj in the Ozarks. Appreciate you down in the Ozarks and all the support. Remember, I am the color analyst for the Chiefs. I'm in the booth with Mitch Holtis. Josh Klingler is on the sideline. And this is my 6th year. So if you're watching the Chiefs games, if you are not able to get out to the games, turn the TV on, mute your TV, turn to 96.5 and listen to us. You can also use your laptop and the Odyssey app, listen to our broadcast. We are on 3 hours before the game. Joshua Briscoe and myself are on each and every game for a pregame show. After the game, we get postgame interviews in the locker room. It is a complete day for us. It's fun. It's definitely a blessing. So, yeah, if you don't feel like listening to the on-air talent on CBS or Fox or NFL Network or ESPN or NBC, whatever channel the game is on, just mute them, listen to us, sync it up. The sound is great. You'll hear Mitch with his epic calls, and then he's got this sidekick right next to him, aka me, that tries to bring some color to the game. So with that, 816, Danan, we're gonna get Penn State this week. We better. Like, they got an interim coach in there. They've been spiraling. It's in Iowa City. So my Hawkeyes, after a strong performance last week against the Badgers, let's get another win. So Penn State, you can be the victim this week. We'll be your Huckleberry. All right. With that being said, we got the Raiders coming in this week. Raiders are 2-4 on the season. To some extent, you throw out the records when you have a rivalry, especially between two teams in the same division. As I mentioned in the last segment, if you're a Raider, if you're the Raider team, you have to believe that if you are able to come in on enemy soil and win a game that they've played well here in recent years, then that's almost the equivalent of winning 3 games. Not necessarily, obviously not in the standings, but from a psyche standpoint, from a confidence standpoint, you want to latch on to anything you can to validate what the work that you're putting in every single week and the work that they've put in from OTAs to mini camp to training camp to preseason to the games that they've played in the regular season so far. You want that validated. And how do you validate it? May not be by beating a Titans team that you're supposed to beat. It's going to definitely be validated by beating a team that nobody believes that you can beat. That is a team that's better than you. That is the team that has the championship pedigree that we have in these recent years. So they're going to have every incentive to come in here and basically do whatever it takes to get a win. And when I say whatever it takes, I mean there's going to be some late pushing from Max Crosby and others. There's going to be guys trying to draw penalties from us. There may be some trick plays. You may see a fake punt or a fake field goal. You may see all of that in efforts to overshadow some of their deficiencies offensively, defensively, and on special teams. And we have to be prepared for that. But that's not different. That's not anything different than we have experienced, especially during the time that Patrick Mahomes has been the coach. And nothing that Andy Reid will be surprised at based on his resume may as well. You got to expect the unexpected in this game. They have had some challenges. If I am the Raiders and I'm drawing up a game plan, Ashton Jeanty will get a load of carries in this game. He will be expected to carry the load, not just to impose physicality upon our defense, but also to take up a lot of the clock and keep our offense on the sideline. They know Rashee Rice is back. They know Xavier Worthy is a force to be reckoned with. They know our 1-2 punch or 1-2-3 punch with Breshad Smith, Isaiah Pacheco, and Kareem Hunt. They know what we obviously have with Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. They don't want to see that a lot on the field. We are right now, as far as possession, 15th in the NFL in possession time, 30 minutes, 39 seconds average per game. That's a little bit of a misnomer, because if you make a big play or you have a kneel down at the end of the half, all of that factors into possession time. So you have to take that with a grain of salt. I'd rather have an offense that gets big plays and chunks plays, and they may not have the ball a long period of time. And if another team like the Lions came in and had it for almost 9.5 minutes and only got a field goal, yeah, that's going to add to their time of possession, but that's a win for our defense. So this Raiders, to me, when you have a team down, you keep them down. You don't allow them to have any kind of life in this game, because if it's a close game in the fourth quarter, they're going to feel a sense of accomplishment that you don't necessarily want to have to deal with late in the game. Think back to the Giants game. We won that by multiple scores. You think back to the Ravens game. We won that by multiple scores. And basically, when you got to 12-minute or so mark in the fourth quarter, you can feel the team being deflated. You can feel that they realized that there was no chance for them winning that game, and that's when you end it. That's when you put them where they're supposed to be, bury them in the ground, and I feel like this is a perfect game for us to showcase to the world that last week against the best team in the NFL, what most people believed in the Detroit Lions, was not an anomaly, that that was the standard that was set, and we're going to continue to carry that standard through games, whether it's teams that we're supposed to beat, teams that are at the bottom, or teams that are at the top. That's how we showcase to the world that we are championship bound and that we're moving in the trajectory to get to the promised land in San Francisco in February. With that, I want to thank Mark McMillan, a.k.a. Mighty Mouse, for joining us in the first segment, and for my man Julio handling everything behind the scenes. I am your host, Danon Hughes. We will be back next week, and we expect to be back after another Chiefs win. Peace.
You're listening to Players Only with Danon Hughes, brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. And by 30 Hop in Lee's Summit and Miriam's Grand Station. Online at 30hop.com. Local beer. American Eats. Big Patio. On your home for Chiefs football. 96.5. The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.